when you're by yourself working late nights after a full-time job or on the weekends instead of going out. That is what discipline is. And
you are listening to the Fluorescence Podcast. This podcast is here to challenge you to think differently about how you currently live your life. And I hope some of these conversations encourage and inspire you to step into your true aligned purpose. We'll chat about all things business, lifestyle, and a bit of sustainability. We are so excited to have you along for the ride.
Hello, everybody. I hope I didn't just blow your eardrums. I am back with another episode. This is a solo ep. It's going to be a nice, quick, short and sweet one about a topic that I just want to talk about. I am still juggling a million life commitments, so this podcast, being fully transparent, is going up late. It's currently Tuesday and I release my eps on Monday morning, so I'm going to keep this completely raw and unedited and uncut and get some content out there for you guys. I know that at the end of the day, I am the one that puts the pressure and expectation on, but I am feeling very called to talk about this, and I know anything that I put out will be helpful. So what I want to talk about today is discipline equals freedom. And so for a long time, I've struggled with the concept of discipline and comparing it to motivation, for example, because I feel like for a long time, we are taught to believe that you need motivation and you need drive to start the business or be successful or have, a lot of success in life. But it truly is discipline. And discipline is like, let me just actually have a Google what discipline by definition is. Having discipline is the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior using punishment to correct disobedience. I do not like that definition at all. To me, discipline is when time gets tough, when shit hits the fan, and being able to follow through and commit to your rituals or your tasks or responsibilities that you need to get done. That to me is discipline, when you don't feel like doing it and you do it anyway because it has to get done and you are responsible for it. Motivation is that spark, that energy, that high vibe where it's easy to go and get stuff done because you're feeling it and you're feeling in the groove and you're happy and positive and optimistic about life, and that's all well and great and we need a lot of that. But I feel like it's in those dark days, in those hard days when you're by yourself working late nights after a full-time job or on the weekends instead of going out. That is what discipline is, and I think that is what gets us to that level of success and freedom that we all strive for. And the reason that this topic has come up is because one of my mentors in my affiliate marketing space made a really, really good post about it. And he was talking about discipline in the context of what he consumes and exercise and movement, which is a journey I feel like many people will be able to relate to. But he wasn't just talking about it from his like physical transformation, but just how he perceived his life. Like, he's a multi 7-figure business income earner, and that's kind of like, you've made it, right? Like, you've got all this disposable income, you can go on holidays, you can go out for lunch, you can wake up whenever you want, you can eat all the treats in the world. And that's what he was doing, and he was just, there was no structure and there was no discipline, and he was just doing whatever the fuck he wanted, and that's literally what he thought true freedom in. And I feel like that is what a lot of people expect freedom to be, to do whatever you want. But when he really pulled back the layers and he said, I could continue to wake up when I want, not exercise, have beer and treats for morning tea and blah blah blah, and continue that way, but he was just working himself into the ground. He was poisoning his body with unhealthy unhealthy food and alcohol, which is a literal poison, and that was reflected in his physical appearance. And yeah, he became overweight. You lack energy when you don't fuel your body with nutrition, and you just don't feel good about yourself. And so he went through this whole transformation of being disciplined and waking up at like 4:30 in the morning, choosing to nourish his body with good, nutritious food that gives him the energy he needs and the nutrients he needs. And he chose to meditate and do yoga and journaling, etc., and all those self-care rituals that he knows are important to for him to be able to get to his best self and to be in his most calm state of mind. And just reading the post made me really realize and be like, wow, what we think is freedom is the luxe life, like that can only last for so long, and the novelty of that wears off. And what really matters is who you want to show up as every day and how you want to make an impact as well. And I think coming back to discipline, a lot of people do not even link that with freedom because there's an element of discomfort in it, you know. I don't want to wake up at 4:30, but I do it anyway because I know it's the current routine I'm in that will allow me to go to the gym, for example, and work out. And I know when I work out in the morning before work, that's when I feel my best. And there, with discipline comes heaps of discomfort. And this comes back to the staying in our comfort zone, like living the luxe life and doing whatever you want. That is literally staying in your comfort zone. You're comfortable, you're safe, and you're in a nice space where you know you'll be protected and held. But change and growth comes from the challenges and the shit times and the uncomfortableness. I don't even know if that's a word, but it is now. The discomfort of life when you wake up on a cold morning when you don't want to, but you know it is that one little step towards your bigger dreams and visions. It's when you say no to having a muffin or a croissant or whatever for a work morning tea shout, even though it's going to taste so good and it'll satisfy you for 1 second, but you know you're going to get that sugar crash and you're just going to feel like shit afterwards. And it's having that discipline to know what is important to you and what is contributing to your bigger mission and purpose. And discipline, that's something that I do really want to work on this year, and it's something that I've been struggling with lately because, like, 2020, as you all know, was a massive year of burnout for me. So I've been like going easy on myself, and you can only do that for so long before you have to decide, nope, draw the line in the sand and you're going to get back into it. And that scares me because it makes me feel like I'm going back into the hustle zone, and the hustle zone scares the shit out of me. As all you know, with my stress leave and burnout period I had in 2019. But like, even just thinking about like my own fitness journey, I like worked out a little bit like at uni just to like get some movement in, but I really didn't know what the fuck I was doing, and I wasn't that keen on going to the gym. And then in 2018 I joined F45, which is functional 45 minute like HIIT high intensity workouts, and I just wanted to test my body and see what I could do. So I did two F45 challenges, 8-week challenges back to back, and I was like comfortable in my body. And I went through and did two challenges, and I don't know why, but I just got obsessed around the end of challenge scan and what my body fat percentage was going to be. So I started to skip meals and silly things that like that left me literally really malnourished. And by the end of it, I was this little stick. I was like the smallest I'd ever been since I had left school. And I was like, wow, is this what I really want? And now I've got a struggling relationship with food and I'm this little stick, which there's nothing wrong with a stick, but that wasn't what my natural body shape was. And so I moved into a space of trying to intuitive eat And that coincided with like the burnout time period of my life, which was a very, very mentally draining and stressful time for me. And so we move into 2019 and just chilling, and then 2020, a pandemic, and here we are. And I try to learn to love my body every step of the way, but there are definitely days where I'm like, you feel a little bit pudgy, and you just want to get rid of it all, and you want the six pack abs and blah blah blah. But I think it's so important to come back to your why. And so for me, like, having movement before I start work is so fucking important to me. Like, it gets me in the best mood, it makes me feel so accomplished before I even start my day. And I know it's good for me, like it's healthy for me to have movement and to sweat and to make sure I'm mobile. And so that's where I'm currently at in my, like, I guess, physical journey, if you guys wanted to know. But that's not really the point of this episode. It's around trying to find that balance of discomfort. Not discomfort where you are freaking yourself out every single day and having anxiety attacks about the situations you're putting yourself in, but it's trying to find that nice balance curve where you can feel yourself actively pushing yourself out of your comfort zone every single day, just a little bit, just to grow. And sometimes that's going to require discipline and for you to really put your foot down and think about what is important to you. And it's going to be so uncomfortable. Like, no one likes saying no to a good night out, or saying no to drinks or some yummy junk food, or socializing with your friends. But sometimes, and this is something I'm trying to work on, you have to remember why you are here and what is important to you and what you are trying to achieve. And for me, that looks like really, really stepping back in a lot of the commitments that I have committed to in the past 12 months, and really honing in and really only going to work, hanging out with Daniel and my family when I can, and then working on my businesses and building my personal brand. And I get into a very overwhelmed state, and I want to just scroll and scroll and scroll, and sometimes I catch myself doing that. And that doesn't serve me at all. So that's something that I'm trying to work on. And all the millennials and Gen Zers these days, we do struggle with our social media consumption. And I have made my social media feed a very motivating and inspiring and empowering space to be. But I still always find myself consuming other people's content before I even create my own. This is something I've told myself for a couple of years now. When, like, you wake up in the day, wake up for the day and go to start your day, always try and create something before you consume. Use your brain and your own creativity to go out in the world and share some of your goodness before you start consuming everyone else's. Because when you start consuming everyone else's, you get into that place of comparison and being like, oh, damn, I should be doing that, I should make that real, or I should be showing up on my stories like that. We do not need that kind of energy as soon as we start the day. So fuck, that's something that I really want to work on, creating before I consume and feeling accomplished and proud that I've put out this little project, whether it's a reel, a post or whatever, into the world before I start even consuming what others have created. Because when you really think about it, social media is such a powerful tool, and you can either choose to be like a creator and share your magic and your goodness with the world, which is what I'm trying to do, or you can be a consumer, which is also totally fine. And if you're consuming all that goodness, including mine, then that's amazing. But I think it comes back to, like, why are you here? And I know I'm here to make massive freaking impact, and I know I can use social media as a tool to help me do that. And so it is really important for me in my daily routine to show up and create and work from my own heart space and my own intuition and speaking about things that feel good to me. So I think I've pretty much shared all that I want to, and I'll leave you with a few parting words. I think it is really important for us, and especially those high achievers and high performers I know are out there, that you need to really think of what kind of life you want when you've reached your level of what you consider to be success. What does a balanced, wholesome, and healthy lifestyle look to you? What is important to you in your life, and what can you continue to implement once you've quote-unquote made it to make sure you continue to evolve, grow, and develop? This is like a very naive thing that I used to think in uni, and I'm not sure exactly where the belief came from, but I literally thought once you finished high school and uni, that was all the learning you ever had to do in your life, and full-time jobs would be cruisy as, and I have no idea why I thought that, because we learn every single day and continue to learn every single day of our lives. And like, because of that belief, I worked so fucking hard, because I was like, it's just a small little hustle that I need to do, then I'll be able to relax. But nope, it just carried on, and full-time work is just as stressful and busy and a lot of pressure as uni, and that's something I've learned, and I'm really grateful that I've been able to have that lesson. But yeah, try and think about and visualize what would feel good to you in the like ultimate lifestyle and your dream life, and remember that laxing out and doing whatever the fuck you want does not necessarily equal freedom. You need to figure out what freedom means to you. Maybe you like go away for a week or a month and go chill and holiday, but is that what your life looks like every day? Is that what would truly fulfill you? And yeah, around the comfort zone thing, we are not born to stay in that safe little comfort zone of ours. We are made to evolve, grow, and expand, and truly discover who we are as humans. And that's what's so beautiful about being a human as well. We get to design our own lives and lead our own lives and figure out exactly who we want to be. No one else. Well, sometimes we feel like people are telling us how we should live our lives, or we feel like we have this pressure and expectation from other people, which is something you need to work through, boo. But honestly, you are living your life, so you fucking better decide how you want to live it and unapologetically live your life exactly how you want to, because life is way too short to live anyone else's life or striving to be someone else that you've seen on Instagram, or trying to please your parents or your friends or your colleagues or your bosses. It's your life and it's up to you, and I think that is a privilege that we get to design our lives as we choose. So yeah, go out there, seek discomfort, and continue to grow and expand. I hope this wee little snippet of an episode has been helpful. I'd love for you guys to reach out to me on DMs. I love connecting with you all, and I'm so super excited to see where the pod goes this year. I have lots and lots of exciting guests coming on very soon in the near future that I've all connected with, most I've connected with online, which is just the power of social media, which I'm such a big fan of. But yeah, I love you guys, and thank you all so much for your support always, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode and investing time into yourself. I hope you got something from this, and if you did, I would love it if you shared the Florescence podcast with anyone else who you think may benefit. I really appreciate it a lot, and it helps the podcast out heaps. You can follow us or chat with us on our socials at florescence.podcast, and I will see you on the next one. Thanks, guys.